From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Law enforcement officials in Texas are trying to determine whether the murders of a county district attorney and his wife in their home south of Dallas are connected to the killing of the assistant DA 2 months ago. Former federal prosecutor Anna Marie McEvoy teaches at law at Fordham University. She says crimes against court officials are quite unusual in the U.S., although they're more common in Mexico.
But here in the United States, there seems to be something of an unwritten understanding with the criminals that they know law enforcement is just doing their job, and they don't generally go after the judges, and they don't generally go after the district attorneys.
She says such crimes are on the rise in the U.S., however. Officials say they're also investigating whether the Texas murders may be connected to the recent killings of Colorado's corrections chief and whether any white supremacist groups may be involved. The Senate is expected to take up gun control legislation this month. Gun control advocate Mark Kelly says it should include better access to mental health records, as NPR's Fiona Zublin reports.
Mark Kelly, former astronaut, says any gun control legislation should include background checks that allow access to mental health records. Kelly has become a gun control activist since his wife, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, was wounded by a shot to the head in a mass shooting in January 2011. She's still recovering.
I think any bill that does not include a universal background check is a mistake. It's the most common sense thing that we can do to prevent criminals and the mentally ill from having access to weapons.
Kelly, speaking on Fox News Sunday, said such a background check might have prevented his wife's shooter from obtaining a gun. Fiona Zublin, NPR News.
ExxonMobil says it has not yet determined the cause of a leak from an underground pipeline that spilled several thousand barrels of crude oil near Mayflower, Arkansas. NPR's Kirk Siegler has the latest on the cleanup of the spill, which happened Friday in a subdivision near the town.
A crew of about 120 people are working to contain the leak, which the Environmental Protection Agency has categorized as a major spill. Exxon says about 3,600 feet of boom has been deployed to keep the heavy Canadian crude from spreading toward a nearby lake. A spokesman says crews at the site had yet to excavate the area of the breach in order to pinpoint its cause. About two dozen homes were evacuated, and Exxon is not giving an estimate on how long repairs will take or when the pipeline will restart. The spill has drawn swift criticism from environmentalists fighting the proposed Keystone oil pipeline. They say it's dangerous to transport Canadian tar sands oil long distances across the U.S. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.
The San Francisco Symphony could be back in performance as soon as tomorrow. The musicians' union and management have reached a tentative labor agreement. A walkout started March 13th, and the San Francisco Symphony canceled an East Coast tour. This is NPR News. Officials in Southwest Virginia say fog warnings on overhead signs were not enough to slow down some drivers on Interstate 77 near the city of Galax. Nearly 100 vehicles were involved yesterday in 17 separate crashes in the area. Three people are dead. More than two dozen are hurt. In China, two people have died from a type of bird flu not previously seen in humans. Another is in critical condition. NPR's Louisa Lim reports one other person is known to be infected, and authorities do not suspect human-to-human transmission of the virus.
The state news agency says the two men were suffering from the H7N9 strain of bird flu, a lesser-known type never seen before in humans. It's not clear how the two men who lived in Shanghai were infected, though one of them was a butcher. But authorities say there's no link between the cases and no evidence of human-to-human transmission. A third person, a woman who lives in the nearby province of Anhui, has also contracted the same strain. The Xinhua news agency says the virus does not seem highly contagious because there's no sign of infection in the people in closest contact with the patients. Another strain of bird flu, H5N1, led to more than 360 human deaths in the last decade. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
North Korea's parliament is called into session today as the country's leadership continues to make threats against the U.S. and South Korea. Legislators in the North generally rubber stamp whatever the Kim family leadership proposes. North Korea has been making nearly daily threats against the U.S. and South Korea as the latter two countries conduct scheduled joint military drills. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.